ngayon si Mr. X Factor 2015, Cyrus Villanueva.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Good. Maraming salamat.
Thank you. Thank you.
Una sa lahat, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been quite a ride, and I don't think I've kind of had time to realize what's going on, but it's been great.
How has your life changed in a matter of weeks?
Oh, ridiculously. You know, it's a couple of months ago I was waking up at 8 a.m. to go to a lecture at a uni, and now I'm, you know, waking up at 8 a.m. to do an interview on radio or to perform on TV. So, yeah, it's been, my life's changed incredibly.
How has your life changed in terms of you walking down the street, getting a cup of coffee or something to eat?
Yeah, I think the process of getting a coffee has been extended just a little bit, you know, meeting people that know me. But that's great, you know, it's always good to see people out in the public who know me and know my music, and it's good to meet them.
So the boy from Wollongong?
Wollongong, yes.
Is now known as an international star, maybe. Yes. Soon to be. But you're known Australia-wide now.
Yeah, it's...
So how are the people in Wollongong going?
I think Wollongong's where my biggest fan base is. You know, it's going down. I haven't had a lot of time to visit, but anytime I have a day off, I go straight home. You know, I hang out with my mates. I'll have lunch out, and it's, yeah, everyone kind of...
Do you get free lunches now in the cafes?
I've got shouted a couple of times, but yeah, it's good just walking down the street and walking past by just people saying, congratulations, Cyrus, well done, you're doing us proud. So
what did you feel like when you were waiting for that final announcement?
Oh, I think that was about 40 minutes waiting. It was a very long time. And
did you go to the toilet a lot?
I probably would have had time to. Yeah, that last, you know, standing up on that stage, it's crazy because on TV you don't get that same feeling that in the studio. It's electric, you know, the crowd's screaming, the music's blasting, and it's so intense. So it was
you
quite
always
daunting.
Had that composed look. How did you achieve that?
Yeah, it was hard to. It was always hard to. But yeah, you just gotta kinda shut off all the screaming and all the yelling and just focus, because you don't know what the outcome's gonna be. You can never be, you know, complacent. So it's always been a surprise.
And second Filipino in the consecutive years. Wow.
Yes, Melissa last year and Cyrus this year. It was great. I got to meet her halfway through the series, and she had plenty of, you know, advice to hand on because she'd been through everything that we were going through. So it was good to meet her.
What's next?
Next, you know, I've just released my new album, Cyrus, my self-titled album, Cyrus, which is incredible. You know, it's the first album that I've recorded, and it's great to have that out there. And I think now is just, you know, trying to release even more original stuff. You know, I've had a couple of sessions writing some of my own material, and now, you know, is kind of just the time where I'm experimenting the type of artist that I want to become, and, you know, showing the world who Cyrus is.
By the way, congratulations, because your song, Stone, mm-hmm. topped the iTunes chart.
Yes, yes.
And you beat Adele. Hello.
I know. I don't think that's something that I ever thought would have happened. It's still so surreal seeing my name on those charts. So it's a blessing.
What a lot of people probably don't know is that you come from a very musical family.
Yes, yes,
your
extremely.
Dad is a legend in Warrnambool around
is.
The pubs.
Yes, exactly. You know, dad's been a massive influence and inspiration to me. I've always grown up with Ray Charles playing in the house, or him playing his guitar and practicing for gigs, and I'd always, you know, crawl up in my nappy and strum a ukulele trying to be him. So he's definitely been a big inspiration on me, and I think falling in love with music was always inevitable.
What did he tell you when, or how did he react when he...
Yeah, you know, my family's been a huge support for me. Luckily, they were able to come up to every show, because they only live, you know, we only live an hour away from Sydney where the show was. So to have them there each week was great, and they all jumped up on stage. I don't know if they were allowed to, but they all jumped up on stage at the end when my name was announced, and yeah, it was great to celebrate.
Does your dad
with them.
Say, you have to do this, you have to do that?
Yeah, he's throughout, you know, music's always been something that I've loved doing, and everything that I knew and know about music prior to X Factor was all thanks to him. You know, all the techniques, all the instruments that I learned how to play, he was the one who taught me. So I think once, before I auditioned for X Factor, you know, he came to a gig that I was playing and said, all right, I think you're ready now. You know, he's been working with me and teaching me a lot of things, and now I was ready for the bigger world.
Are you going to sing a Tagalog song anytime soon? Are you going to plan on writing one?
Yeah, you know, it's I would love to learn how to speak Tagalog. Unfortunately, you know, I didn't. Yeah, konti lang. That's it. So I didn't grow up speaking a lot of it. But that's something that I'd love to learn. And then yeah, write a hit Filipino song. Who knows?
Wow. So what is the song that changed your whole life?
Oh gosh, that's a big. I think music as a whole has had a big impact on my life. You know, you can never really isolate one particular song. Sure, there's songs for particular moments, but I think being able to not only listen but play and learn and understand music as an art has definitely had a massive impact on my life. You know, I've always been the guy who puts his hand up to sing at school assemblies and the guy who's led worship at church. So it's music's just in every aspect of my life has always been there.
What was the song that you sang and said, "That's it, I'm going to be a singer"? I'm going to go on X Factor.
I don't know. There's been maybe the first song that I ever uploaded on YouTube. It was when I was 12 years old. I played a piano version of Help by John Farnham, originally by the Beatles, of course. But I think that was the first time that I filmed myself singing, and Dad watched it and was like, "You know, I think you can sing. You know, you've got something in there. A little bit of my talent's been handed down to you." So I think that was something that definitely kick-started.
So you never had lessons?
No, the only lessons I've had was 2 years of piano, and then but that was when I was really young. And then, you know, still to this day, I can't read music. I just play by ear.
So when you were young, when your parents were in Filipino parties, they'd say, Cyrus, kanta na.
Oh, that was always, I know, that I was always the one everyone pointed at to get up on stage and sing everybody a song, yeah.
Would you mind singing us a few lines?
Of course. What song? What song? Maybe I'll do my single Stone because it's done so well. I should have known from your voice alone that you were gonna mess me up. Too much pleasure like a sugar rush. I should have guessed from your cherry lips that you were gonna leave your mark. Never had a kiss that could hit so hard. Maybe that'll do for now.
Thank you very much, Cyrus.
Thank you for having me.
Looking forward to more great music from you.
Thank you very much.
Maraming salamat.
Thank you. Take care.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.